Eureka Blue Jay Basketball on Crew Country 92.1 FM. Brought to you by Federated Insurance, Ameriprise Financial, Demel Ford, Mediacom, Landmark Real Estate, iWealth Investment Centers, Snap Fitness, Past and Present Antiques, and Remax Masters. Now to the court, here's Don White with the call.
Welcome, everyone, to Waseca High School. We're getting set for an old-time South Central Conference battle. Your Waseca Blue Jays and the Blue Earth Area Buccaneers. I'm Don White. He's Dale Kuyath, and we are just about getting set to go on Senior Night 2024. They honored the seniors before the both teams came up. Pretty cool ceremony, and now we're off to basketball. Well, your Blue Jays with 15 wins, sitting okay at this point of the season. They are 15-9. Since we last spoke, Coog, and the last time we did speak, you and I watched the Jays just get throttled by a really good New Ulm team that night, 100-70. But since then, they have come back to beat St. James. They beat USC. They beat Marshall on the road. Nice win. And then they lost to the team that right now you have to say is the section favorite in Lake Crystal Walk Memorial. So here we are at 15-9.
Yeah, it's getting to that time now where you're really starting to look at your section foes, and it's going to be a tough section. We kind of believe the Jays are going to be fighting for the third seed, third or fourth, because Lake Crystal Welcome Memorial will be one. They've got 21 wins. And surprisingly, JWP has hit the 20-win mark. But then if you compare, Waseca beat JWP easily.
By 14, yeah.
Maple River started out something like 1-7 and have just been on fire since. And they're the defending champs. And if we get to the other side, Belle Plaine is a 20-win team. So there's a lot of good teams. But like you and I have talked about, Don, I don't think any of them are super teams that if you don't play a good game, you can win, definitely.
Yeah, and if you look at the section, you're right, Coog, in the south half, I think it's going to be Lake Crystal Welcome Memorial's, you know, that it's their south half subsection to lose, because then you do have JWP with 20, the Jays with 15, then Maple River, St. Clair, these Buccaneers, a Blue Earth, WM, and New Richland. The north half, Belle Plaine, is 18-6. MVL is a 20-win team at 20-5. We haven't even talked about them. Then Glencoe, Silver Lake, Le Sueur, Henderson, Norwood, Tri-City, Sibley East, and, Medford. So it's a absolute dogfight. And, you know, these last, I think, tonight's game could be very important. You get to 16 wins. I think you assure yourself, you know, you pretty much assured yourself a top four. And I think that's a home game. We've been looking at the schedules. We're not quite sure.
We don't know.
We don't
what
really know.
Doing this year.
I even asked our coach, and he didn't know. So, but, you know, regardless, you want one of the top four, and then you go from there.
Yeah, no doubt about it. The Jays are still struggling with injuries, sickness. They just have had a hard time getting the five guys they want to start out on the court at once. Seth will tell you, DeMarius still isn't at 100%. So it's been a tough goal, and it's showed by the inconsistency of the Jays. We just haven't been used to this in the past 5-6 years. We get at that high level and just stay there, and this year it's been a little up and down.
It has, but you still could be right at that 16-17 win range. Pretty good. The conference, well, that's kind of done and gone. The Jays will play another conference game. They play, unfortunately, New Ulm again on Saturday, and they have to go all the way out to Redwood Falls to play them.
Well, I talked to Joni Conway, the former girls coach, and she just said, this conference is so screwed up about this crossover game. They don't know where it's going to be at. In fact, Marshall and St. Peter played the other night in one of the semifinals of the girls, and Joan had a great talk with Bobby Southworth, the St. Peter coach, and he was really seriously thinking of keeping all of his good players out of the game. He said the game means absolutely nothing to us.
Yeah.
We've won the conference. We've beaten this team by 20 points, and I don't want anybody getting hurt. But evidently, I saw the score with a 20-point win, so evidently he played some of his kids.
Yeah, no doubt. We're going to take a break. We're going to hear from Coach Seth Anderson next. So let's take a break. We'll be back in 30 seconds. This is Waseca Blue Jay Basketball.
Since the turn of the century, Federated Mutual Insurance Company and many of our employees have called Owatonna home. We work hand in hand with our neighbors through giving, volunteering, and focusing on community initiatives. We invest in this community because we love to see opportunities and advancements, such as the new high school and the downtown developments. We enjoy seeing the citizens of our great community continue to grow and thrive. And above all, we are proud to be part of Owatonna's rich history and all that Owatonna has to offer.
This is the pregame with Seth Anderson. And Seth, since the last time we've spoken, I think you played like five games. Maybe the marquee matchup was that Lake Crystal Walk Memorial game because there could be section implications. But and I think you lost that one by like 14, but you've dotted in some really nice wins. So, you know, I think you're at 15 right now. You know, where are we as we really are pushing tourney time?
You know, that's a great question. You know, you look around the scores in the area and, you know, there's a lot of people that are beating each other up right now, and you know, it's a weird time of the year where you think you understand who's better than who, and next thing you know, Mankato West beats Mankato East by one last night, and you know, Sibley East all of a sudden pulls one on JWP, and you know, it's and Fairmont has just been rolling people lately where they were struggling early in the year. So you know, it's a weird time of the year. You know, I know Blue Earth, you know, has kind of hit the injury bug here. We're kind of recovering from the injury bug where we're starting to get everybody back, and it's just an odd time of year. You know, we've played some nice stretches, we've struggled in stretches. Played some great ball out at Marshall to get a win, and played a couple nice games at home against St. James and USC. And then you go over to Lake Crystal and you shoot 28%, and they kind of swarm you and make you feel like you're never going to score again. So it's been an interesting year. Sometimes you just don't know what you're going to get or who's going to perform. And one of the nice things about our team is we've probably had about seven or eight different guys lead us in scoring this year, which is unbelievable. I mean, to be able to say, hey, maybe it's this guy's night or this guy's night, and to be able to share the ball where, you know, nobody feels like they have to carry the load on a given night. So that's been really nice in our regard. And, you know, Blue Earth, we'll see what happens here tonight. I have no idea.
Yeah, they come with a 9-11 record, but I think, you know, they're probably better than that. And you mentioned their top player, he's gone. So I don't know what you will expect tonight. I mean, what do you think you'll get from Waseca alum Colby Swanson's bunch tonight?
You know, Colby always does a really good job. Him and Spencer Munson, his assistant. You know, Spencer's a former varsity basketball coach himself with a lot of knowledge. And those two have always done a good job. You know, it's never easy playing Blue Earth area. And, you know, one of the things about Swanson and I being such good buddies and coaching together in Blue Earth for a few years, you know, it's hard to pull out any new things against him because he's seen everything I do and he's heard all of my thoughts on basketball that I've ever thought. So, you know, it's not like you're going to pull anything new out on him or anything fancy. And, you know, the best part about sports is it comes down to kids performing. And that's really what you want it to do is, you know, you want to put kids in a position to succeed and a kids in a position to know what to do. And once they have knowledge, and it just comes down to them competing again.
So tonight, are we back in healthy? Are we okay?
You know, we're really close. Tossin Roop is probably done for the year. He's had some knee troubles all year. You know, I mean, he's had them since football, and he's been a really tough dude and playing through a lot of them. And so he's probably done for the year, maintenancing some of his knee stuff. But, you know, Demarius Russell's still kind of in and out a little bit with his stuff, too. He really hasn't ever had a full week of practice with some of his injury stuff. So we're hoping to, you know, get some of those guys healthy and, you know, for the stretch run here. You never want to go into the playoffs feeling like you're not 100% healthy, but it's one of the things where we're just trying to feel our way through it, and hopefully we can get to the finish line healthy.
Seth, good luck tonight.
Appreciate it. Thanks, Don.
Seth Anderson. We'll be back in 1 minute with Seca Blue Jay Basketball.
To successfully plan for and enjoy your retirement, you need a smart tax strategy that meets your evolving priorities. Call Kevin Walter, a financial advisor with Ameriprise Financial Services, LLC. Along with your trusted tax professional, they can help you create a tax diversification strategy that supports the life you're living today and reflects the life you want tomorrow. Call Kevin Walter today at 507-835-7080. Office is located at 203 2nd Street Northeast in Waseca, Minnesota.
Ameriprise Financial Inc. does not offer tax or legal advice. Consult with a tax advisor or attorney. Ameriprise Financial Services, LLC, member FINRA and SIPC.
Not all internet is created equal. That's why more Blue Jay fans choose Extreme, powered by Mediacom. Our fiber-powered network was built to keep you ahead of the game, delivering the speed, reliability, and security you deserve. And now we're leading the way in bringing you one of the nation's first 10G platforms and blazing new paths to bring fast internet even further with the launch of Mediacom Bolt. You want internet that can't be beat? Call 844-4FASTER and talk to the Extreme team today.
Well, we're back in Waseca. You look at the Blue Earth area Buccaneers. I think maybe a bit of a disappointment, but dealing with major injuries, they come in with a record of 9-11. They come off a win over Medford, and then they lost to Worthington. But their best player, a young man by the name of Will Bromlund, he's a 6'3" real talented player, good shooter. He's out for the year, broke an ankle. So here they sit, and Coug, you know, I got the email from Coach Swanson. They're top seven, and they got a couple of freshmen in there. So maybe he's trying to do the Waseca thing where you start these, you know, these talented freshmen and see if they grow up to be something special.
Yeah, I look at his roster there of 15 guys. There's only four seniors on there. So yeah, he's definitely building for the next couple of years and wants to get some wins now at the end of this year to give him that positive reinforcement heading into next season.
Well, these two teams, Coug, played not too long ago. It was a 76-61 win for the Jays down at Blue Earth. And, you know, you've talked about it many times. And Colby just can't seem to get over this hump of beating the Blue Jays.
I'm sure he gets excited for this game as any on his schedule. And every year it just seems like he plays us tough for a half and then the Jays just pull away. So knowing Colby, he's competitive. I'm sure he wants to get a win under his belt against this team.
But, you know, what do you do, Coug, when you have, I mean, that's putting a lot on freshmen when you have two of them who are in your top seven rotation. And I think maybe he had to do that out of necessity because of the loss of his best player. But I tell you what, that's a lot of growing pains because, you know, you're a 14-year-old kid playing against some of these big 18-year-old guys. That's a lot to make up.
It is, but then when the year's over, you say, all right, those freshmen got a lot of playing time. They're going to be back next year and be experienced varsity players. But, yeah, I think you're probably right. There was probably a little necessity there that he had to put some of them in.
Well, it's always a fun battle when these two teams, you know, get together. And we have kind of just a few of those left, Coug, the old conference battles that you know, you and I have seen so many of. You, I mean, I remember going down to Blue Earth many times, and remember you and I would broadcast, they'd put that little table in the second row.
That wiggled
right behind this. You weren't at the scorer's table. You were right at this little table, and I had somebody sitting right next to me on my right, and basically somebody sitting right next to me on my left, and they weren't from Waseca.
No.
So, and, you know, and they were, and the crowds were huge, and they were intense, and it's just kind of a different situation now, is it, than back in some of the old days?
Yeah, we just don't, as you said, there aren't a lot of those old South Central rivalries anymore, so it's kind of fun when we have one.
And, well, we could be going to the old South Central rival, Fairmont. I think if the Jays win the opening round, I think round two is Fairmont, and I do know that round three is over at, I believe, the Taylor Center over in Mankato, but that's a long way down the chute. We gotta get there first, and I think you got to get through Lake Crystal Welcome Memorial wouldn't it be in round two before you get to the section final in round three, which would be against the team from the north? So,
well, they'll be the favorite, no doubt about it. They got to the section final last year against that talented Maple River team, and they've got every starter back from that team. So,
which is, it's a nice thing to have. It is senior night. We're going to take a break and come back and get set with our starting lineups and Cougs keys. Let's take a break. We'll be back in 3 minutes with Seeka Blue Jay Basketball.
Some days, I feel so down, I can barely get out of bed. Is this depression?
Mental Health Minnesota is here to help 7 days a week with resources, peer support, online screenings, connections to treatment, and crisis services. It's anonymous, confidential, and free of charge. Whether you're living with a mental health condition, are concerned about someone you love, or could use some support, Mental Health Minnesota is here for you. MentalHealthMN.org. Sponsored by Mental Health Minnesota, the Minnesota Broadcasters Association, and this station.
At Landmark Real Estate in Waseca, Molly Erdman and John O'Neill know the area like the back of their hands. Once a Blue Jay, always a Blue Jay. They're here to help you through the closing process, whether it's your first home or your forever home. They will do what it takes to get the best deal for you. Find them at LandmarkMinnesota.com and in Waseca just off Elm Avenue. They're ready to be your realtors from a fresh start to forever. Go Jays!
Snap Fitness in Waseca is proud to sponsor the Waseca Sports Broadcast on Crew. They're one of the largest locally owned and operated gyms in southern Minnesota with a wide variety of equipment, workout options, and in-person and online personal training. All memberships are month-to-month, no contracts required. Coach Volkman and Coach Janicki would love to get you started on your fitness journey. Find them at 122 Elm Avenue East or email waseca@snapfitness.com to schedule a tour. Go Big Blue! An old service station, over 5,000 square feet, fully furnished. No, this is not a real estate listing. This is past and present antiques and gifts in Waseca. Come and see the gift shop in the front rooms and the antique mall in back. From furniture to silk floral, primitives to candles, accessories, gourmet foods, glassware, and linens, they have a little bit of everything you'll want to help make your home your happy place. Find them at 1101 North State Street and go Jays!
Welcome back. Donway Dale Kuyath getting set for Blue Jay basketball against the Blue Earth Buccaneers. Let's run through the starting lineups. Coach Anderson said he's going to adjust it a little bit because it's senior night. Jake Thompson. Jake will get the start tonight. Jake averaging about 3 points per game, 6'2" senior. Deron Russell. Will be in the starting lineup, the only non-senior. Deron, a sophomore, 6 foot sophomore. Deron leading the team at about 17 per game. Andrew Robran, the 6'3" senior. Robran averaging about 3 per game. Laird Keaton. Laird, 6'2" senior. Laird averaging about 11 per game. And Zach Holscher rounding out the starting five. Zach, a 6'1" senior, averaging about 9 per game. For the Blue Earth area Buccaneers, it will be Max Logie, 6'2" senior. Gage Barker, a 5'10" junior. Jacob Grandjeanette, a 5'10" junior. Sully Dahlberg, a 6'4" freshman. And Taylor Davids, a 6'3" senior. Head coach of your Blue Jays, of course, Seth Anderson, head coach of the Blue Earth Area Buccaneers, Waseca alum, Colby Swanson. Go!
Well, I think, number one, Don, it's important for the Jays to get off to a good start. Show them that they're the favorites to win and put some pressure on those youngsters from Blue Earth. Number two, we got to do some battling on the boards tonight because Fairmont has a 6'4 kid in the starting lineup and a couple bigger ones that come in off the bench. So the Jays are going to have to get on those second shots on offense. And three, we hope every game, take care of the ball and knock down some shots.
Absolutely. Jays are 15-9. Blue Earth area is 9-11. And as we mentioned, they played a couple of weeks ago. And the Jays won 76-61 down in Blue Earth. Both teams right now are, trying to position themselves a little bit better for sections. The Jays look like they've locked themselves into a top four seed in the South. And Blue Earth Areas right now is on the outside looking in. So just about set to go. Jays will be wearing their home blues with the gold numerals and trim. And Blue Earth will be wearing their road whites with the maroon and gold trim. By the way, Coog, the Waseca Blue Jays boys hockey team, they are in Dodge County tonight. Sectional playoff action. And we're going to get some scoring updates, hopefully there, and hopefully some good ones. The girls' basketball. And the girls' basketball team, they're in action tonight as well, right?
Yeah, the girls play at Maple River tonight.
So the Jays start with the basketball tap controlled by Keaton, tips it to Duran. So Duran with the basketball finds Keaton out of the wing. Hosher, Thompson, DeMar Duran, three ball, got it. Wow. And Cook, he's leading this team in scoring for a reason. The kid is tough.
Love to see that first shot go down.
Jays averaging on the year about 71. They give up 63. Blue Earth averages 66. They give up 69. Shot fired up by the Buccaneers. Shot no good. Jays down the rebound. Duran the other way. Cross court to Thompson. Right back to Duran. Corner Holscher. Holscher looks for a cutting Robrand. Nothing there. Duran. Interior pass fake. Nothing. Thompson out on the perimeter. Holscher corner. Three ball. Quick trigger. Bang. And cool. That's the guy. If he can do that, catch and shoot, he's got the quickest release of anybody we know.
And the Jays showing good ball movement. Fairmont in a 2-1-2 zone to start with.
So how about a 6-0 start? Penetration by Blue Earth Area's Gage Barker, and Coogie turned it over.
We like it.
What a good start by the Jays.
Here's what you want to do against a young, inexperienced team. Put some doubt in their heads right away.
Thompson. Interior Keaton on the wing. Holscher, three ball corner. That one bangs off, no good. Rebound taken down, I think, by the Blue Earth Area, and it will be Max Logie. Logie penetrates, steps through a couple of defenders, high off the window with a scooping bank shot. Got it. 6-2. That was nice. Just underway here in Waseca, boys basketball. On the wing, Holscher, another really good look at a three. That one halfway down, no good. Good rebound put back by Keaton. He gets fouled, and Laird will head to the line. He'll shoot a couple of free throws on the year, shooting about 68% from the charity stripe, the senior.
Well, Holscher's the man that's been open against that zone so far, and knocked one down but missed two other open ones, and we need him to drop them.
Yeah, we do. Duran Russell will make his first appearance as Keaton. Demarius, his first appearance as Keaton hits the free throw, 7-2.
Robrand out, so the Jays are going really small right now.
Yeah. Keaton averaging about 11 a game, knocks them both down, and it's 8-2. Some token full-court pressure here.
2-2-1 full-court press. I'd love to see that.
Cool guy. There was almost an over and back there by Dahlberg, the freshman. Free throw line, Barker, he penetrates out on the wing with the basketball. Logie steps back and resets the offense. Cross court, Taylor Davids, turnaround, little jumper over the top of Demarius. No good, Demarius, the rebound, he'll push it the other way. Left wing, Holscher, top of the circle, Demarius, right side, Duran. Hands it off in the corner to Keaton, high, arcing three, no good, rebound tipped and grabbed by Blue Earth Area. Here comes Blue Earth, the Bucks the other way with Grand Jeanette. On the wing to Logie. Logie, left wing, he'll penetrate, spins at the free throw line, finds Grand Jeanette in the corner. He'll try to penetrate, nothing there. Bounce pass top to Davids. His pass in the corner, tipped. Logie ends up in the hands of Logie, and he throws up a teardrop floater and knocks it down. He's got all four of their points, 8-4 here early on. Duran and the wing, Holscher, baseline Thompson. Thompson fires to Keaton. His pass tipped from behind, stolen. First turnover on the Jays. Logie up the right side for the Bucks. 9-11 on the year. Jays 15-9. Here's Barker. Corner three. No. Rebound Thompson. Quick outlet to Demarius. Demarius down court. Gets his pocket picked from behind. Never even saw Barker coming.
Always someone coming behind you.
And that's something you don't see from Demarius Coog, is to get caught from behind like that. Second turnover on the Jays. With the basketball, it is Barker. Barker, baseline, back out on the wing. Taylor Davids, now he spins, goes right back to the hoop, missed the bunny layup. Rebound, Keaton flying the other way, bounce pass to Ron. Drawn a couple of head fakes, missed the shot on the rebound. Keaton fires it to Thompson. Thompson out of the wing to Demarius. Demarius, baseline, fadeaway, in and out. Rebound, grabbed by Thompson. Great work by Jake. He'll find a cutting Keaton. Keaton floater in the lane. No! And Logie will grab it. Really good work on the glass, though, Coog, especially by Thompson. Working hard. Barker, baseline, Taylor Davids. Davids backs in. Keaton shot over the top of Laird. No. Rebound by Keaton. Hands it to Demarius, flying the other way. In the corner, Holscher, who had a look at a three, dropped it. Though back to Demarius. He'll fire a three, buried it. Oh, boy, Demarius. And you got to see that, Cool. We need to see the basketball go in the hoop for these Jays.
Yep.
And it needs to happen here at tourney time. David's baseline cut off by Thompson. Bounce pass to Logie. Logie almost lost it out top. Barker. Cross court to Dahlberg. The freshman, he knocked it down. Sully Dahlberg. Just a frosh. 11-7. 13:20 to go here in the half. Jays on top. With it is Duran. Cross court, Demarius. Corner, three. Holscher, back iron, no good. Rebound, Barker. Up court he goes for the Bucks. With the basketball now, it is Logie. Logie right side. His pass is tipped, stolen by Demarius. Here comes Demarius. Bounce pass to brother Duran, and Duran will lay it in. You think they ever did that on the driveway there?
I think so.
Nice work by the Jays. Second turnover on the Bucks. Here's another one. Keaton picks it off, and he'll go in and throw down a thunderous dunk. Swooping in, Laird Keaton off the turnover, and the Jays lead 15-7. Timeout Bucks. Back in 30 seconds with Seca Blue Jay basketball.
Hi, I am Brad Connors, and I want to wish good luck to the teams competing today in the event from your iWealth planning team. To be successful in competition, you must have a solid game plan. This is true of all financial decisions as well. What is your game plan? Who do you have making sure that your game plan is tailored to meet your needs? Give us a call at 835-9111 to schedule an appointment so we can help you with your planning needs today.
Securities offered through LPL Financial Member FINRA SIPC. Investment advice offered through ICA Group Wealth Management LLC, a registered investment advisor. All entities mentioned are separate from LPL.
Back in Waseca, 15-7. Hey, Coog, we got a score update. Those pesky Blue Jays over in Dodge County. A 1-0 lead after one.
And that is round two of section play.
Round two. They beat, was it Austin? Round one. And off they go to round two. That is a team that is loaded with unbelievably gifted youngsters, freshmen and sophomores, and maybe they can make some noise here as a young bunch. Cross court with the basketball. It is Grand Jeanette. Bounce pass back to Barker. Carson Onstead in the ball game for the first time now with the Jays. Barker, 15-7 with Sika. After the big dunk by Keaton, the timeout. And Bucks trying to rally. Noah Dahl in the ball game now. Noah, 6'3" forward and turned it over. Robrand ended up with the ball. It popped up in the air and fell right in his hands. Duran, now Demarius, back to Duran. Demarius playing a little catch in the corner. Carson, nice head fake. Carson, pull up 15 feet, rims out. Weak side board, Logie's got it. And they'll come the other way. Will the Bucks under 12 minutes to go first half. Logie across the timeline, working on Onstead in the corner. He'll find Dahlberg. Dahlberg will hand it to Dahl. Dahl at the free throw line with the Grand Jeanette. Grand Jeanette in the corner. Logie's got a really good look at a three. Bangs off way short. Rebound. Outlet to Marius. Right side out to Onstead. Fires up a long three way off the mark. Missed everything, in fact. 15-7 it remains. Donway Deal Kuyath in Waseca as we wind down the regular season. With it is Barker. Barker, a couple of hop steps. Fade away in the paint. Nice move. He had kind of a James Harden hop step there, Coog. Got away with it. 15-9. By the way, Coog, that's a travel.
Yes,
Onstead, Three ball. No. Rebound grabbed by Logie. And Logie's pass up court tipped. Out of bounds. Still Jay's ball. If you stop and take two steps with the ball in your hand, that's traveling, right?
It is.
When did that not become traveling?
Since we watched the pros start taking five steps before
it's just ridiculous. They catch the ball, then take two steps backwards, and it's not traveling. It's just ridiculous. How long before it filters into the rest of the game? And, boy, nice job by the Jays as they force a backward violation. Kuga, 10 seconds.
I like the Jays in this press because they have guys with quickness and guys that anticipate passes, and they force turnovers when they're in that 2-2-1 press.
So Jays will inbound. We haven't even had to mention the shot clock, Kuga, because it doesn't get very far. Here's Onstead, baseline 15 feet. That no good. He can't seem to find his touch early on. Rebound Bucks. With it is Caden Juba. He just came into the ball game. Caden Juba, 5'10", freshman. Couple of freshmen in this first seven. And in the paint, Barker is shot woefully short. Rebound, Deron Russell. Deron to Onstead. Now Demarius. He'll take the three from around the band. That no good. Rebound tipped. And Barker has it. Robrand couldn't get a handle on it. Barker will bring it the other way. We're approaching 10 minutes to go. First half, it's a 15-9 game. Barker, nice crossover. Into the corner, you'll find Dahlberg. Dahlberg passed to Granjanet on the wing, tipped out of bounds by Deron.
I'd like to see the Jays reverse the ball once or twice, Don, because we have seen nothing but threes go up for Waseca.
True. They're not even attempting to get the ball, Coug, within about 15 feet.
Nothing.
Dahlberg to Barker. 10 minutes to go here in the first half. Jays have led the whole way. It's 15-9. Ranjanet, free throw line, hands it to Barker. The ball's on the ground. It's loose. Holscher with the steal. Nice job. Finds Keaton. Keaton back to Onstead. Onstead a three. That one way short. Bucks with the rebound. Flying the other way is Juba. Juba working on Demarius. Fade away from baseline. Demarius partially blocked that, and as the Jays head up court, a whistle blows. They're going to call a foul on the Bucks.
Yeah, Keaton got fouled when he grabbed the rebound.
That'll be the first on Noah Dahl, team second. The Jays don't have a foul with 9:36 to go. A lot better than what game was it, Coug, where we saw 62 free throws attempted, and the Jays had seven fouls with 9 minutes to go in both halves. It was ridiculous. Holscher, Demarius, thought about a three, passed it up. Penetrates, goes cross-court to Onstead. He'll go baseline. Fires a touch pass to Keaton, but guess what? His foot was out of bounds. Left foot stepped out of bounds. Turnover number three on the Jays. Deron will come in. Onstead will take a break. And Onstead right now, Coug, is 0 for 4. He just cannot seem to find it. And we've been at 15-9 for about 3 minutes. Logie back in. Cross court to Juba. Right back to Logie. Logie across the timeline. Double teamed. He's in a little trouble. Fires it right into the hands of Demarius. Demarius pass to Keaton. Alley-oop, and he just threw it up.
Didn't have to do that.
He didn't. Off the turnover, and they missed. Down court quickly the other way. David's hanging in the air over. That was Dahlberg, actually, hanging in the air over Thompson. Banks it in, 15-11. Bucks have seven turnovers, but the Jays can't cash in. And right now, Coug, the Jays not shooting the ball well at all. Demarius, another wide-open three, way short. Thompson runs down another rebound. Thompson to Demarius in the paint. Demarius double clutches through two defenders. Missed it, but he got fouled.
Well, that's what we've always said, Don, about a three-point shooting team. When they're dropping, you look unbeatable. When they aren't, you're thinking, my goodness.
Well, right now, Coug, the Jays are 5 for 21.
Yeah.
That's terrible. But Demarius, who is really good at the free throw line, just steps in there. He's about 72%, knocks it down.
5 for 21, and probably 20 of them have been three-pointers.
Yeah, you're probably right. But just, you know, if they're not going, you got to find another way, right?
That's right.
You know, it is legal to shoot from 10 feet.
It sure is. You can go in the lane.
Can you?
No, No law says you can't.
Barker, cross timeline. He's double-teamed. Ball's on the ground. Lost. Duran comes up with another turnover. That trap Coug is just a menace right now for Blue Earth. Keaton goes baseline. Fires in the corner. Holscher, good look at a three. That one he knocks down. And Zach's got a couple of three balls, and that was beautiful. At half court, it is Dahlberg. Barker works across the timeline. Barker tries to go coast to coast, throws up an off-balance shot, hits the turf, no good, but he got fouled. He'll shoot a couple of free throws.
And that'll be the first Blue Jay foul of the night.
And with 8:06 to go. And that's going to be on Thompson, who's had a good first half rebounding the basketball. Barker at the free throw line, 5'10", junior, hit the free throw. It's now 20-12. Boy, Coug, you think if the Jays were even shooting 40% right now, we'd have about a 20-point lead.
Yep.
And he got them both. Good work by Barker. It's 20-13. Bucks just hanging around, sniffing distance. 8 minutes to go. Holscher, bounce pass, feed, baseline to Keaton, right back to Holscher. Thompson in the paint. Thompson, bounce pass, Keaton, right back to Duran. Duran sets up, three ball, rim hit a couple of times, and the rebound ripped down by Logie. Logie's a pretty good-looking player. 20-13, 7:40 to go in the half. Coug, the Jays just looking for that run where they can put some, you know, separation. Robrand getting ready to come back in. Hiller getting ready to come in. Also Onstead. Logie off the glass. Good. Boy, nice runner by Logie. Nobody stepped out to defend him, and he threw it up off the glass from about 6 feet away. Good work by him. 20-15. Russell in the corner for Holscher. Baseline. Double team Thompson. Nice handoff Thompson to Demarius. Nobody picked him up on the weak side. Laid it in.
Beautiful underhand shuffle pass for a layup.
Barker. He'll find Dahlberg right at the free throw line. Back to Logie. Taylor Davids in the paint. Is passed to Barker. He almost threw it too hard and bounced off his knee, but Barker got it back. Really good work. Barker, nothing to penetrate there. Out top to Logie. Logie, he'll penetrate. And Logie, well, what are they going to call a reach-in foul before Logie got his...
Holscher was riding his hip.
That'll be the second team foul. First on Holscher. Three team fouls on the Bucks. And still, Kluge, haven't had to mention the shot clock because we haven't even got to 10. With it now is Logie. Logie picks up the dribble. Now we're at 9 seconds. Finally get to mention it, Coug. 9 seconds on the clock. Davids goes baseline. He's cut off. Pass tip. Stolen. Another great job of the Jays. Onstead stole it and saved it backhanded, falling out of bounds. Pass baseline to Hiller. Fires out top. Onstead. Three ball from straight away. There you go. We need him to start heating up. And Carson Onstead gives the Jays a 10-point lead. 25-15. They forced 9 turnovers. Sully Dahlberg, the 6'4 freshman, to Barker at the free throw line. Barker, floater over 2 defenders. No, Hiller the rebound. Quick outlet to Duran up the right side. Holscher, corner, 3, bang! So Holscher and the Jays, his third 3, and it's a 28-15 lead, Coug, just like that. Like you said, don't you look good when they're going down?
Oh, you look great.
Barker to answer with a 3, that no good. Weak side board, Holscher, great battle. Over there with Davids, and I think Holscher was the last to touch it. And right there, Coug, you saw wonderful ball movement.
Yep.
Which resulted in some great looks.
Makes a difference, doesn't it?
All the difference. Logie will inbound. Hands it to David. Ball is tipped. Onstead took it away. Onstead bounce pass to a cutting to a Duran underneath. Duran had to wrestle it away from 2 defenders and managed to throw it up and in. So Duran gives the Jays a 30-15 lead. They've doubled up on the Bucks, and the turnovers are just killing Blue Earth area. Logie leaning in with the left hand, no good over a defender. Duran rips down the board, works up the left side. Hiller baseline, bounce pass in the corner. Holscher's pass in the paint went through 2 hands. Coming the other way is Grandjeanette picks up the dribble. But I think he's going to be fouled. Duran reached in and hacked him as he picked up the dribble. That'll be the third team foul on the Jays. Demarius and Jake Thompson will come in. Holscher and Robrand take a break. Both teams, 3 team fouls. I wish I had more shot clock updates, Coop. We never get there. They'll inbound. Boy, Logie somehow got wide open right in front of the hoop. Good pass and a good finish by Max Logie. Russell to Russell. 30-17 in the corner. Onstead, good look at a three. That one long. Thompson, another rebound. He finds Duran, three ball. That no good. Rebound grab by Hiller. Here comes Demarius. Nice little crossover. His step back. That no good. But a whistle blows away from the ball. A push on the Jays. So nobody could find the... Yeah, the shooting is not going to be... I don't think the stats are going to be real impressive here as we go to halftime. 4:43 to go. It's 30-17. Jays have shown some life at times, but then have hit some lulls. Barker to Davids. On the wing, Noah Dahl. And Dahl, he was... I don't think he was looking, and it went right through his off his fingertips out of bounds. 11th turnover on the Bucks. By the way, that was the second foul on Thompson for the Jays. The Jays have four. Onstead, wide open three. Corner, that no good. Jake Thompson battles for another rebound. Great job by Jake. Out on the wing for Demarius. Whistle blows, and what happened?
I think Seth took a timeout.
Great work by Jake Thompson. We'll take a break, too. Back in 30 seconds with Sika Blue Jay Basketball.
Our service spotlight for the month of February is on the Exchange Club of Owatonna. You're invited to a social meetup with the Exchange Clubs of Steele County, February 29th from 5:30 until 7:30, located at the Steele County Historical Center. RSVP to 507-456-4456. And learn how, through part of the Exchange Club, you can help strengthen our community, gain personal growth, and support the prevention of child abuse. Service Spotlight is made possible by a gift from Federated Insurance.
In Waseca with 4:19 to go, it's 30-17. Don White and Dale Kuyoff on Crew 92.1 FM and crew92.com, the home of Blue Jay Sports. You can listen back at any time. Just go to crew92.com. under Blue Jay Sports, and you can listen back to any of the broadcasts.
Another one of those funny situations, Don, shooting very poorly and have a 13-point lead.
Oh, nice inbounds to Demarius. He missed the little six-footer. Weak side board, Laird Keaton. Keaton hands it back to Duran. Back of the logo, now he'll penetrate. DeMont swoops through three defenders, throws up a shot. It just went straight up in the air. No good, no call. The other way comes Grand Jeanette for Blue Earth Area. Gets all the way to the baseline. Keaton cut him off. Now with it is Dahlberg, the freshman, hounded by Demarius. Noah Dahl. Dahl, cross-court pass, wide open is Barker. He'll take a three and bury it. Gage Barker makes it 30-20. Five-point run now for the Bucks. 3:40 to go here in the half. Left wing Onstead, baseline to Thompson, right back to Carson. Wide open three, way off the mark, and the rebound grab by Blue Earth Area. It was Caden Juba. Hands it off to Barker. Boy, Coug, the Jays, one pass and they're jacking her up. There's got to be better options here. Dahlberg, the freshman. Dahlberg in the corner for Barker. A three, another three. Got two in a row for Gage Barker. And they've cut the lead to seven. Jays had it at 15 just a few moments ago. Onstead. Now Demarius, as the Jays' offense has grown stagnant. It passed underneath. Onstead was looking for Duran. It was picked off by the Bucks. Fifth turnover on the Jays with 2:50 to go. Kind of some sloppy ball, don't you think?
Yep, very.
Barker, nice crossover. Back now to Dahl. Dahl will penetrate, spins, fires out on the wing, and Keaton picked it off. In fact, he threw it right to him. Here's Keaton trying to go coast to coast. He's caught from behind. Really good job by Juba and knocked it out of his hands. Still will be Jay's ball. But the Bucks hustling back on defense. That's impressive. Demarius from the baseline into Duran. Right wing, Demarius, corner, three. That one's good. Boy, he really had a lot of time, Coug, to set his feet. Holy cow.
Well, they're getting wide open shots at three-pointers. They just aren't knocking a lot of them down.
Demarius about 41% from the field for the year. 33-23, back at 10 is the lead with 2:15 to go in the half. Barker looks over toward Coach Colby Swanson for some words, and then Barker works to the baseline and gets bumped. The foul, Coog, that'll be three on Thompson, a guy who averages six rebounds a game, and I think he's got more than that here in the first half.
Well, and he walked to the bench before Seth even had a sub coming in because he knew with three fouls he was coming out.
Well, they get it into Barker, barely. Jays a 10-point lead. They have five team fouls now with 2 minutes to go on the half. Barker to the baseline, and he just falling out of bounds, threw it away. Jays come up with it. Demarius flying the other way. No look pass to Holscher, and Holscher couldn't get a handle on it. The Bucks coming the other way. I think Demarius would have been better just finishing himself. Barker, nice little head fake. Tries a scoop, reverse left-handed layup. I don't think he even knew where the basket was. He just went with the opposite hand and threw it up, and it went in. What a shot. Duran, Holscher in the wing. Holscher's got three threes himself. Duran thought about a long three back to Holscher. Holscher three, rims in and out, and Dahl will take down the board. Dahl to Max Logie, up court Barker. A minute 20 remaining. Logie puts it on the floor on the wing now. Barker, he's got a couple of threes. That one back iron, no good. Strong rebound by Keaton. Demarius left side working his way up the court. Duran in the corner. Duran penetrates, finds Holscher. Back to Demarius, long three, way, way short. And the rebound's going to be run down by the Jays. Demarius gets it, brings it back across the court. Here's Holscher, quick three, way off the mark again, and Dahl with the rebound. There, Koo, you could have run down clock.
Yep.
You had 35 seconds on the shot clock, and they're firing it up. You could have made it maybe a two-for-one if you'd have just worked it down a little bit, but I don't know. 33-25, 8-point lead, and now the Bucks with 17 on the shot clock and let a little run down. They don't want the Jays to get maybe more than one crack at it. 10 seconds on the shot clock. Logie now starts to work. Logie spins in the paint. Logie out on the wing to Barker. Five on the clock. Barker still can't get it off. Spins, fires it up. Halfway down, no good. Rebound Duran. 14 seconds to go. Shot clock off. Right wing, Holscher. Holscher with 10 to go. Back out top to Duran. Now Demarius, six to go. Demarius penetrates to the hoop. Blaze it up and in. Demarius finishes, and that will end the half. Nicely done by Russell and the Jays. Wasn't pretty, but they do finish up with a 10-point halftime lead, 35-25. Jays lead. We'll be back in 3 minutes. Back in 3 minutes, it's halftime with Seca Blue Jay Basketball.
This is Mike Demmel at Demmel Ford Lincoln in Waseca, and we are proud to support Waseca Blue Jay Athletics. Demmel Ford Lincoln and DemmelFord.com are where you can always find the area's best selection of new Ford vehicles, new Lincoln vehicles, the nicest pre-owned vehicles, and service specials. Demmel Ford Lincoln wants to congratulate and say thanks to all of the coaches, athletes, teachers, and their families who help make our Blue Jays the best. Go Jays!
I feel so tense and worried all the time. Is this anxiety?
Mental Health Minnesota is here to help 7 days a week with resources, peer support, online screenings, connections to treatment and crisis services. It's anonymous, confidential, and free of charge. Whether you're living with a mental health condition, are concerned about someone you love, or could use some support, Mental Health Minnesota is here for you. MentalHealthMN.org. Sponsored by Mental Health Minnesota, the Minnesota Broadcasters Association, and this station.
At RE/MAX Masters of Waseca, finding a realtor doesn't have to be a Hail Mary pass.
Hi, this is Blaine Nelson.
And Blair Nelson.
We are ready to help you be a ground gainer in real estate.
Your hometown team.
Downtown Waseca, 835-1466.
Outstanding agents, outstanding results.
RE/MAX Masters, always a fan.
Always a Blue Jay.
Since the turn of the century, Federated Mutual Insurance Company and many of our employees have called Owatonna home. We work hand in hand with our neighbors through giving, volunteering, and focusing on community initiatives. We invest in this community because we love to see opportunities and advancements, such as the new high school and the downtown developments. We enjoy seeing the citizens of our great community continue to grow and thrive. And above all, we are proud to be part of Owatonna's rich history and all that Owatonna has to offer.
Not all internet is created equal. That's why more Blue Jay fans choose Extreme, powered by Mediacom. Our fiber-powered network was built to keep you ahead of the game, delivering the speed, reliability, and security you deserve. And now we're leading the way in bringing you one of the nation's first 10G platforms and blazing new paths to bring fast internet even further with the launch of Mediacom Bolt. You want internet that can't be beat? Call 844-4FASTER and talk to the Extreme team today. Snap Fitness in Waseca is proud to sponsor the Waseca Sports Broadcast on Crew. They're one of the largest locally owned and operated gyms in southern Minnesota with a wide variety of equipment, workout options, and in-person and online personal training. All memberships are month-to-month, no contracts required. Coach Volkman and Coach Janicki would love to get you started on your fitness journey. Find them at 122 Elm Avenue East or email waseca@snapfitness.com to schedule a tour. Go Big Blue!
KRUE, Waseca, Owatonna, Faribault.
You know what? You guys play the best country.
Southern Minnesota's real country.
Give me some country.
Yeah.
Your country. Crew 92.
In Waseca, it's the Jays over the Bucks. 35-25 as we're at halftime. They've led the whole way. Let's get to the scoring. Jays were led by Demarius. He had 12 in the half. Four for Laird Keaton, seven for Duran. Carson Onstead with a three, and three threes for Zach Holscher. He had nine. Jays were 12 of 38 in the half, 31%. They were four for four from the free throw line, and they turned it over six times. So the Jays as a team shoot about 42% for the season. Not tonight so far. For the Bucks, only three guys scored. Gage Barker with 12, Max Logie with 8, and Sully Dahlberg with 5. The Bucks were 10 of 23 in the half, 43%. They were 2 of 2 from the free throw line, and they turned it over 13 times. 35-25, the score.
Well, looking at the JV game, the Jays are looking for a sweep tonight. They had held just a five-point lead at halftime in the JV game and then pulled away for a 61-41 victory in the preliminary tonight. Rebounds at halftime. Waseca holds a 21-16 advantage, and something unusual, Blue Earth did not have an offensive board in the first half. All 16 of their rebounds came on the defensive end. Waseca had 9 offensive rebounds, 12 defensive for their 21 rebounds. Laird Keaton led the way for the Jays individually with 6 boards, one more than Jacob Thompson in the first half. Deron Russell had 4 rebounds, 2 for Hiller and Demarius Russell, and 1 for Onstead and Robrand. The Jays 21-16 rebound advantage in the first half.
Well, we do have a score at halftime. Maple River leading the Lady Jays 35-18 as they wrap up their regular season. This actually, for all intents and purposes, Coug does wrap up the guys' regular season as well. And the last score that we had, the pesky Blue Jays hockey team, they lead Dodge County, a team that beat them not too long ago. They lead 1-0 after one. We'll keep you updated on that. So you've had a first half to digest. What do you think?
Well, you and I, I'm sure, are in total agreement. You just got to get something inside. You got to get to the free throw line, and you're going to do that by getting the ball inside in the paint, and the Jays are not even trying to do that. They're coming down the court, making one pass, and firing away a three. And if they're dropping, that's fine, but when you're shooting 30%, that's not so fine. And yet, what are we complaining about? We got a 12-point lead. Or 10-point lead, and have scored 35 points in the first half.
Yeah, and it's, but you're right, Coug. I know you and I are old school. We do like to see the ball hit the paint, but the one thing people, you know, you realize is that if you do have some efficiency in the paint, your perimeter game becomes much, much better because
no doubt
defenses have to sag and the looks become much better.
And I'm sure. Probably why Colby has them in a zone, because they've done a good job of cutting off the Russell boys from driving to the hoop as well. So we are just getting absolute. If it's not a fast break bucket, we're putting up a three. That's been the entire first half.
Well, it'll be an interesting second half. See if the Jays do adjust at all. I don't know. A lot of teams, cool. You know, ever since we saw St. Peter do that, and Coach Keating, who you and I respect, he's always got some good game plan. Ever since he went with basically that 1-3-1 type of a thing and just did not allow the Jays any penetration from the Russell boys from the perimeter, it seems like teams have been copying that, don't you think?
Yeah, and that's...
I mean, not that exact same defense, right, but something similar.
Trying to cut off the drives to the hoop. Of course, that's what they're trying to do. And tonight so far, Kobe and the Bucks have been successful doing that. But, you know, the Jays... you know, this is a funny game, Don. If the Jays were making some of their shots, this could be a 20-point game.
Yep.
And if Blue Earth wasn't turning the ball over so often, it could be a lot closer than this. So we'll see what happens in the second half.
It'll be a good second half. And this could be one of those things, though, Coug, where if the Jays come out, get the first 8-10 points, this thing might be done and gone. So we'll have to see how... Those first 5 minutes of the third, you know, the second half, excuse me, usually play such a big part in these games. So 35-25 is our score, leading scores again. Demarius has 12 for the Jays, and Gage Barker has 12 for the Buccaneers. Let's take one more break. We'll be back in 1 minute with Sika Blue Jay Basketball.
Some days, I feel so down, I can barely get out of bed. Is this depression?
Mental Health Minnesota is here to help 7 days a week with resources, peer support, online screenings, connections to treatment, and crisis services. It's anonymous, confidential, and free of charge. Whether you're living with a mental health condition, are concerned about someone you love, or could use some support, Mental Health Minnesota is here for you. MentalHealthMN.org. Sponsored by Mental Health Minnesota, the Minnesota Broadcasters Association, and this station.
At Landmark Real Estate in Waseca, Molly Erdman and John O'Neill know the area like the back of their hands. Once a Blue Jay, always a Blue Jay. They're here to help you through the closing process, whether it's your first home or your forever home. They will do what it takes to get the best deal for you. Find them at LandmarkMinnesota.com and in Waseca just off Elm Avenue. They're ready to be your realtors from a fresh start to forever. Go Jays!
Back in Waseca, halftime 35-25. Tell you what, Cougar, ball went squirting away from everybody. And head coach Seth Anderson ran it down. And, boy, he looked like he was ready to take the point and bring it back up court. He was hearkening back to his Maple River days.
I told you, I think he's lost a few pounds, so he's probably gained some quickness.
Yeah, he might have. It's kind of funny that... you and I, Coug, we broadcast. I don't know who was playing Maple River. Seth was playing. Just shows how long we've been doing this. Does that make us old?
That makes us old.
Okay. Well, better than the alternative, I guess. 35-25, Logie right off the bat tries to take it to the hoop and dribbles out of bounds. He just lost it, and the ball rolled away. That's the 14th turnover. The Bucks have been killed by those.
Yeah, and a lot of them are unforced.
Yeah. Demarius with the ball.
Bucks still in their 3-2 zone.
Yeah. Boy, they bring that third guy up top, Duran, on the wing to Demarius. Demarius, he'll survey. Cross-court, Holscher, really good look. Way short, and the rebound grab by Davids. Boy, they fired up Kuga. Just be curious. I don't keep track of twos or threes. That's a little too much, but... You'd have to say, what, 90% of our shots have been threes?
Yeah, I'd say so.
Oh, my goodness. Granjanet, his pass underneath, tipped and stolen by Duran. Another turnover. Duran flying the other way, works around two defenders, hanging in the air, banks it up and in. Oh, Duran Russell. He's been quiet tonight, Kubic. You got to think he's going to explode. Dahlberg scores right to Granjanet, right back to Dahlberg. His pass underneath to Davids, tipped, ends up in the hands of Demarius. Three possessions, three turnovers for the Bucks. Robrand in the paint, turn around with the left hand, and it was an air ball. Great pass underneath Guggen. He just missed a bunny. 37-25. Davids, long three. No. Russell the rebound. Demarius the other way. Behind the back, lost it, tipped it back to Laird Keaton. Right wing, Holscher. Skip pass cross court to Duran, and he throws it into the third row. Seventh turnover on the Jays. Just can't get Coug. They just can't get into that flow.
Up and down.
They have a couple of good runs, good possessions, a couple of good minutes, and then all of a sudden they're just throwing it all over the place or missing crazy shots. Granjanet back to Barker. Barker over two defenders. Nice shot right over the top of Robrand. Just stopped and threw it up with one hand. 37-27. Russell. Holscher. Bounce pass baseline. Robrand to Keaton. Keaton throws up an air ball. Gets his own rebound. Keaton will take it. Now finds Holscher. Three ball. Rims in and out. Keaton the rebound. Put back. Got it. Boy, Coug, they're... Right now, the Bucks are not real aggressive on the glass, and the Jays were. Keaton really was working that possession. Barker, Davids, pass, tipped, and Demarius will save it. It's stolen by the Jays. Russell to Russell. Saved it before he flew out of bounds. Duran to the free throw line. Holscher. Now Keaton, but Duran penetrated, fired it on the wing to Holscher, and ran over a defender. That'll be a foul on Duran, his first team's. His second, team's first. Onstead will come in. Keaton will take a breather after some good minutes.
Jays are sticking with that 2-2-1 full court press, and then they drop back into a man-to-man.
Logie to Barker. Barker up the left sideline. Barker has the pass tip. Boy, Coug, they allow them to bring it up a sideline, and then they, boom, trap right after they cross half court.
That's exactly where they want to trap them on the sideline right across the timeline.
39-27, inbound to Davids. Nice catch, cup of head fakes. It's to reversal, no good. I think it might have been partially blocked by Duran. Up court to Onstead, wide open three, knocks it down. Carson Onstead, second three, and it's a 42-27 game. There's some token full court pressure again. Barker gets it into that corner, and Barker steps through a couple of defenders, finds Logie. Logie. We'll hand it to Davids at the free throw line. Cutting Granjanet. Here's shot underneath. Reversal. Good. Boy, that's a nice cut. Nice catch. Nice finish. Good reverse layup. 42-29. Russell. Onstead back to Duran. Way out top. Duran tries to penetrate. He's cut off by about two or three defenders. Finds big brother Duran. Demarius. Demarius into Robrand. Out of the wing. Holscher. Holscher a three. Got it. Zach Holscher's fourth three of the night, and the Jays have pushed it to 45-29. That's a 16-point lead, right?
Right.
Biggest of the night. Dahlberg, the freshman, wide open to the corners. Davids, he'll try to answer with a three, and he does. Taylor Davids right back, and a timeout called by the Bucks. 45-32 Jays, back in 30 seconds with Seca Blue Jay basketball.
Our service spotlight for the month of February is on the Exchange Club of Owatonna. You're invited to a social meetup with the Exchange Clubs of Steele County, February 29th from 5:30 until 7:30, located at the Steele County Historical Center. RSVP to 507-456-4456 and learn how, through part of the Exchange Club, you can help strengthen our community, gain personal growth, and support the prevention of child abuse. Service spotlight is made possible by a gift from Federated Insurance.
In Waseca, it's 45-32. Jays have been pretty good, Coug. They average about 13 turnovers a game as a team. Seven tonight, so they've been very good in that realm. The Bucks have 17. They have not been very good in that realm.
No, they haven't.
14-19 to go in the ball game. And Caden Danner, your guy, Coug, you like this young fellow. He's come in and had some nice spark. His first appearance of the night for the Jays, the 6'1" junior. Demarius across the Blue Jay logo. Now Duran right back to Demarius. Boy, the Bucks have really extended the defense. In the corner, Onstead. Duran, free throw line back to Demarius. Demarius, a couple of jab steps. Left wing Danner. Now shot clock to 13. Demarius to Danner for three. How about that? Right
come off the bench and let her fly.
That kid has really been a find. 48-32. Caden Danner. Remember, Coogan, that huge win over New Ulm, how big he was that night. Boy, Barker was working on the left sideline, and Demarius reached in. I thought he picked his pocket clean, but foul called.
He did, but that's one of those, Don, where you reach in front like that, and even when it's clean, most of the time they call it.
First foul on Demarius, second on the team. 13:35 to go in the game. Again, the Jays' next action will be Saturday. They play in Redwood Falls against New Ulm.
And that's a 1:30 game.
Yeah, early one. Davids, boy, right to the hoop, through the defender, missed a layup. Rebound grab by the Bucks. But then Dahlberg, the freshman, couldn't get a handle on it over there on the baseline, and it just kind of rolled out of bounds.
Well, there was the same problem the Jays had against New Ulm. Guys taking it to the hoop and no one stepping in to stop it.
Yeah, that was, and the Bucks may be doing more of that. We'll see. Now here's onset of three, long way away. Cook, he was in the student section over there, and he found the bottom of the net. Just cash money from Waterville. Davids, double team, wraparound pass to Barker. Barker in the corner, wide open, Granjanet. Now Logie, a three, way short, rebound Demarius. Demarius flying up court for the Jays, 51-32, lead at 19, their biggest. Onstead, free throw line, Thompson, who's playing with three, back to Onstead. Onstead, a three. Oh, thought he was going to heat up, no good. Danner tried to tip the rebound to somebody, couldn't quite do it. Bucks will take over. Dahl will come in for the Bucks. With 12:32 to go, the Jays have a nice 19-point lead. Coog, they've just kind of kept working. Hasn't been their purest game by any stretch, but you know what? I do appreciate the work they're trying on the glass. They do have an advantage, correct?
Correct.
Logie, back to Barker. Now Dahl, right back to Logie, top of the circle. Logie turns around, back to Barker. His three rims out, and Thompson with a tough rebound gets it out to DeBron. Down court, Caden Danner to a running onset shot. Missed, but I think he was fouled. Well, that was great ball movement. Coog, they never dribbled bringing it up the court. That was beautiful.
That is so fun to watch when teams do that.
Oh, love it. The foul, by the way, was on Logie, his first.
And Thompson did a great job of starting that break because he got hammered on that rebound.
Oh, he got crushed and no call. Onstead's free throw is good. He's about 84%. He is terrific at the line. And then I build him up, Coogan. What happens?
Way to jinx him, Don.
Yeah, I know. Lead now officially at 20. Barker on the sideline runs into three defenders. He's in a little trouble. Wraparound pass out to Logie. Logie, free throw line, stops in the corner now. Granjanet, and he'll try to penetrate. Actually, that was Dahlberg, and Dahlberg is fouled before he got the shot off, so this should be no shots. New man in the ball game for the Bucks is Noah Lane, 6'1 junior. Jays by 20. Logie into Dahl. Now Dahlberg. Logie playing the point, and he'll step back at the Blue Jay logo and reset everything. Jays three team fouls. By the way, that was the first on Onstead, that last foul. Here's Barker. Barker backing in a defender. Lost the ball. In fact, had it stripped. Turnover on the Bucks. Duran the other way. Duran at the free throw line. Lost it. Ends up in the hands of Keaton. Keaton, his pass out on the wing is loose. Ball out of bounds. Danner smartly lets it sail away. Still will be Jay's ball. Goog, that's now 19 turnovers on the Blue Earth area Buccaneers.
Can't win when you do that.
No, that's too many possessions to give up. It's just too many. Russell, free throw line, nice looking jumper. Hey, Coog, a 15-foot jump shot. It still can happen. Duran just took what the defense gave him. Beautiful. Dahl, long cross-court pass. Now back to Logie. He'll try to penetrate. Good defense, Onstead. Fadeaway in the paint, no good. Whistle blows. I think they're going to call the Jays with a body foul, maybe Onstead. 54-32, 22, the biggest lead of the night. That was actually on Duran Russell. They say he reached in. Duran's third. And the team's fourth. Logie's free throw is no good. That's only the third free throw of the night. for Blue Earth area. Danner and Keaton take a break. Look, I think Danner's probably earned some time, don't you think?
Yeah, he seems to always do a nice job when he comes in. Yeah,
he's active. He gets some rebounds, plays some defense, and he can hit some shots. 54-33, lead to 21. Left wing Demarius with 10:50 to go. Now Onstead as they work the perimeter. Back to Demarius. Duran looks baseline, nothing there. Free throw line to Robrand. Touch pass Onstead. Quick three. Back iron, no good. Long rebound. It's taken by Lane. He had to back everybody out about three steps and finally get a whole scrum move. Logie in the corner for Davids. A three in and out. Nice rebound by Onstead, and he got clubbed and no call. Down court comes Demarius. Pass under to Robrand. Holscher, three ball corner. Halfway down. Great rebound, Duran. Puts it back up with the left hand and in. How about that by Duran Russell, Krug? Having that defender on his right hip so he goes with the left hand, that was terrific. 56-33. David's in trouble. Double teamed on the sideline. His bounce pass to Barker. Oh, and Onstead thought he had a shot at a steal, and he reached in and fouled him. 9:59 to go here in the ball game. Jays lead by 23, their biggest. On Danner and Keaton come back in. Onstead, Duran take a break. Well, Davids hands it back to Logie. With 9:50 to go, the Jays in firm control this one by 23. Long three by Logie from the corner. That's way short, and a whistle blows on the rebound. I think it's going to be called on the Bucks. Jake Thompson getting ready to check back in. That'll be on Lane, his first, team's second. Jays have five team fouls now. 9:46 to go here in the ball game. Right wing Danner, wide open three. His shot brings rain and then hits the top of the backboard. That's probably not what you're looking. I think, Coog, that one got away from him when he let it go.
That was, might have been a little higher than he wanted to arc it. Almost caught the net.
I'll tell you, Coog, if there had been a stiff wind, that would have carried it right to Waterville. Oh, it's like a when a quarterback, it loses one. Here's a pass tipped by Demarius. Boy, Coog, I thought that was clean, and they call him with a foul. Man. He came from nowhere to tip the ball away. I thought that was a good steal for the Jays. And the officials now, they've kind of turned up their game, haven't they?
Yeah. They
six team fouls on the Jays.
Weren't that's, being noticed enough, I guess, the first half.
That's two on Demarius. Grandjeanette across the timeline to the free throw line. Grandjeanette hands to Dahl. Dahl back to Grandjeanette in the baseline. Danner works him along the baseline. David's right back to Grandjeanette. Grandjeanette way out top to Logie. Nine on the shot clock. Logie between the legs. Logie right side. Five on the shot clock. Logie in the corner. Grandjeanette. Grandjeanette two on the shot clock. Gets it off. No good. And the rebound grab by Thompson, who's had a huge night on the glass. 8:57 to go. Danner wide open three. That one hits iron. No good. Couple of bounces. Rebound Logie. Left sideline is where he finds himself. Into the paint, lost it, got it back. Now Dahl, he'll take a three. That one, not his shot, way short. David's the rebound. Out of the way, Logie, he'll jack up another three and knock it down.
Now is the first Blue Earth offensive rebound of the game.
Wow. And we're lead back to 20. Holscher back to Demarius. Boy, Coog, they don't even look in the paint at all. Just as I say that, they try one. The ball's tipped right back. Baseline Keaton, wraparound pass to Holscher. Right back to Keaton. Keaton will take a three from the corner and knock it down. Laird Keaton's first three of the night, and he can do that. It's 59-36 with 8:10 to go. In the backcourt, Danner almost a steal. Here's Dahl. Dahl finds a cutting. Dahlberg, the freshman, lays it in and gets fouled. Sully Dahlberg, big 6'4 freshman. And it's 59-38. Remember, Blue Earth playing without their best player in Will Bromlin, 6'3 sophomore. Broken ankle, we heard. And that's just a tough way to close the year for Coach Swanson. 8:04 to go, and that was the seventh team foul, by the way, on the Jays. The first – Is that the first on Keaton? Shot, free throw, no good. And rebound grab by the Jays, Thompson. Holscher, free throw line, Demaryius right back to Holscher. Holscher, three, got it. Zach Holscher has five threes. He's a game changer when he's got things going. 62-38. The Jays lead continues to bulge.
Starting to warm up a little from the outside the arc.
Cross-court pass stolen by Duran. Duran flying coast-to-coast. Lost it right into the hands of Dahl. Here comes Barker going the other way. Barker to the free throw line. Barker runs through a defender. Throws up a tough shot and hit it. Bounces off a couple of Jays defenders and made the shot. Demaryius the other way. 62-40. Demaryius pass on the baseline. He was looking for somebody, but Coog, nobody was there. And that's the ninth turnover on the Jays. 22-point lead is where it's at. 7:17 to go. Jays do have 17 fouls now. Dahlberg, the freshman. The Grandjeanette. Grandjeanette, boy, drives the lane nicely. Nobody picked him up, and he went right to the hole. Lead at 20. We're under 7 minutes. Demaryius in the corner is Onstead. Of course, he's going to take the three. Nobody was within 10 feet of him. Nice tipped rebound by Holscher, but it was grabbed and stolen, taken the other way by Grandjeanet. His wraparound shot, no good. The rebound put back by Dahl is good. And the lead now at 18 as the Jays on top, 62-44. Timeout called, 6:43 to go, back in 30 seconds. Waseca Blue Jay basketball.
An old service station, over 5,000 square feet, fully furnished. No, this is not a real estate listing. This is past and present antiques and gifts in Waseca. Come and see the gift shop in the front rooms and the antique mall in back. From furniture to silk floral, primitives to candles, accessories, gourmet foods, glassware, and linens, they have a little bit of everything you'll want to help make your home your happy place. Find them at 1101 North State Street and go Jays!
Well, a score update, Coog, that went the wrong way. After two periods, Dodge County scored three unanswered, and they lead the Jays 3-1. So the Blue Jays have some work to do if they want to extend their season. They got to score two. 62-44. That's a team that will be worth, really worth watching the next few years. They're going to be dynamite. But you know, Ray Coog, this is a lot of freshmen and sophomores. This is called growing pains when you have games like that. But you take it, you learn, and who knows, maybe you have a big third period. We'll see. Holscher with 6:40 to go. Another terrible stretch of basketball there for the Jays, Coog, and then they play really good, and then another terrible one. See if they can get some consistency the rest of the way. Duran with 6.5 to go. Demaryius, three. Corner, no good. Holscher, great rebound, puts it back up. That, no good. Rebound grab by Onset. His runner in the lane got it. Just kind of, actually, it was more of a little kind of a baby hook. 64-44. Good offensive board work by your Blue Jays. 6:10 to go here in the ball game. Loose ball. Demaryius almost to steal. Barker got it back. Finds Grandjeanet in the corner. He'll take a three. Halfway down, no good. Put back by Dahlberg, though. Pretty good-looking freshman, isn't he? Kind of a skinny guy, but he's going to grow and get bigger. Duran, Demaryius, 5:50 to go. Duran will take it through the entire defense. There's the Duran Russell. You sleep on him for 1 second, and he'll kill you. 66-46 as he knifes his way to the hoop. Lane, baseline, muscles his way, hands it to Dahl. Dahl, strong off the glass, got it. Noah Dahl, nice catch and finish. 66-48 with 5.5 to go. Demaryius, cross-court, Duran. Back to Demaryius, free throw line in the corner. Holscher, he's got a good look. Holscher, too far. Rebound tapped and controlled by the Jays. Holscher, loose ball on the ground. Thompson comes up with it. Finds Duran up top. 14 on the shot clock. Cross-court to Demaryius. In the corner, Holscher, another look at a three, and this one he knocks down. That's his sixth. 69-48. He's got 18, all of them via the three. And it's 69-48, lead back to 21 for your Jays with 4:50 to go. The Jays have answered every little mini run that the Bucks have had, and now the Bucks have slowed it down for some reason, Coop. Grandjeanette at the free throw line, bounce pass to Lane. Lane back to Barker. Barker will take a three halfway down. That one doesn't go. Demarius, the rebound. Baseball pass down court. He was looking for Holscher, couldn't get him. Barker ran it down but stepped out of bounds. He had possession of a Coug, but his foot was out of bounds, so the Jays will retain or will get it back. Inbounds pass. Great possession by Keaton, and I think he got fouled from behind. Boy, he just kind of muscled his way in there and got hacked from behind. 22 turnovers for the Bucks tonight.
Oh.
The foul puts Keaton at the line, and Laird hits the free throws. As we mentioned, Laird about 68% now. 70-48, 4:27 to go. Demarius will come out, and see, first appearance for Cody Votz tonight for the Jays. That may be the end for Demarius tonight. Keaton's second free throw is good. Just three team fouls on the Bucks, by the way. 4:20 remaining. 11 now for Keaton. Max Logie, turnaround in the paint. A little bit short, kind of short-armed. A nice spin move, though. Hands it to Caden Danner up the left side with 4:10 remaining. Keaton on the wing for Votz. Corner. Holscher, another one? No. That one rebound taken down by Grant, and it's stolen by the Jays. Boy, it was Robrand there. Here's Votz will take a three and knock it down. Cody Votz off the bench, bottom of the net, 74-48. Wow.
Our guys come in hot off that bench.
I'll tell
you
what, Coug, here's Barker in the paint. Nice spin move. Gage Barker's had a really nice night.
You know, he's only 5'10", and he gets a lot of tough shots inside.
Maybe the Jays, well, the defense hasn't been too good in the interior. Danner will take another three, that one from somewhere near Janesville. Rebound by Robrand. Votz will take another three. That one no good. Rebound grab by Robrand. Out of the wing, Holscher. Holscher, another three. That one no good. Rebound grab by Danner. Now pass underneath to Keaton, and Keaton will lay it in. Tell you what, Coug, you give yourself four chances, you're going to do fine. 76-50, timeout called, I think. 3:13 to go. A timeout was called, I think, by the Jays, so we'll take one. Back in 30 seconds, Waseca Blue Jay basketball.
Hi, I am Brad Connors, and I want to wish good luck to the teams competing today in the event from your iWealth planning team. To be successful in competition, you must have a solid game plan. This is true of all financial decisions as well. What is your game plan? Who do you have making sure that your game plan is tailored to meet your needs? Give us a call at 835-9111 to schedule an appointment so we can help you with your planning needs today.
Securities offered through LPL Financial Member FINRA SIPC. Investment advice offered through ICA Group Wealth Management LLC, a registered investment advisor. All entities mentioned are separate from LPL.
Well, the Jays, they're gonna move Coug to their 16th win of the year. Pretty impressive.
Right now, the Jays have 18 offensive boards in this game, Don.
I think they had 18 on that last possession. Substitution for the Jays. Let's see. For Waseca, it is Logan Heyer in the game now. Boy, shot by Logie up and good.
Right to the hoop.
76-52. We're down to 2:55. Caden Danner slipped and fell down, lost it. Turnover on the Jays. Here comes Grandjeanette the other way to Barker, and Barker muscles over defender. Shot no good. Rebound Robrand. Votz up the right sideline with 2:40 remaining. Danner right back to Votz. Now higher, there's a shot fired, a three ball, that one no good. Rebound, Robrand, put back, and he's fouled. Another offensive rebound.
Yeah.
That shot, by the way, was Sebastian Teague. Teague with the shot, he missed it. But Robrand was right there, and he'll go to the line. Andrews has not had a good year at the line, Coug, only about 39%, and he missed that one. 76-52, and I think Barker will finish up his night for the Bucks. He had 18 tonight. Pretty impressive. And Logie will finish up his night for the Bucks. As we mentioned, Amari has finished up his night. Second one by Robrand was good. Hager in the ball game for Waseca. So 77-52. Substitutions kind of all the way around for each team. David's the only starter back in there. Pass underneath. Shot blocked by Teague. And going to the line for Blue Earth area will be, let's check that. I think that'll be Pete Fletcher. Coog, this is a 6'6 freshman. Missed the first one.
Yep, they got some youth coming up on this team.
They do. Yeah, they've got some size. Second one no good as well. Rebound grab by Waseca. We're down to 2:15 to go. Gio Van Engelenberg in the ball game as well. Pass underneath. A higher and higher will bank it in. Good pass. Good finish by Logan. 79-52. Bucks with the basketball. We're under 2 minutes to go. Shot fired up. A three ball. That no good. Jays will take down the board and come the other way with it. Higher to Van Engelenberg. With a minute 45 to go, Van Engelenberg. Now Teague. It's Cody Votz. He'll take one from the word Waseca on the court. Coog, I don't know. He could throw it that far, and he missed it. 79-52. Minute and a half to go. Bucks shot. Air ball. Jays are going to take back over. And Noah Thompson, Coog, is going to come in on senior night. Noah, of course, severe leg injury. He's got a massive brace, and he's going to get into a game for the first time this year, is Noah. So good for him. And Noah, I'd just take a shot, wouldn't you? Here's Teague. Teague, a floater on the baseline. That's an air ball. And the Bucks. Lane will take it the other way with a minute five to go. Lane hands it off to Devin Haas. Bucks in the paint. Spin move. Shot up. Good. That was Omar Gomez with that one, Coog. So Gomez with the bucket. He's got two. 79-54 with 42 to go. Thompson, a three. Yeah. Oh, that was so close. Coming the other way of the Bucks. Everybody wanted to see him get one. Lane, his shot, free throw line. That one doesn't go. Jays grab the rebound. Sure they'll try to give Noah another attempt. They're all pointing to him. Cook said, let him shoot it. Let him shoot it. He's got a leg brace on. You can't defend him. Thompson, three. Yes!
Good for him.
Good for Noah. With the three ball, 82-54. Bucks will fire up a three. That no good. And that will end the ball game. Final score, your Waseca Blue Jays 82, the Blue Earth Area Bucks 54. Post game coming up. We will be back in 3 minutes. Back in 3 minutes, Waseca Blue Jay basketball.
Our service spotlight for the month of February is on the Exchange Club of Owatonna. You're invited to a social meetup with the Exchange Clubs of Steele County, February 29th from 5:30 until 7:30, located at the Steele County Historical Center. RSVP to 507-456-4456. And learn how, through part of the Exchange Club, you can help strengthen our community, gain personal growth, and support the prevention of child abuse. Service Spotlight is made possible by a gift from Federated Insurance.
This is Mike Demmel at Demmel Ford Lincoln in Waseca, and we are proud to support Waseca Blue Jay Athletics. Demmel Ford Lincoln and DemmelFord.com are where you can always find the area's best selection of new Ford vehicles, new Lincoln vehicles, the nicest pre-owned vehicles, and service specials. Demel Ford Lincoln wants to congratulate and say thanks to all of the coaches, athletes, teachers, and their families who help make our Blue Jays the best. Go Jays!
I feel so tense and worried all the time. Is this anxiety?
Mental Health Minnesota is here to help 7 days a week with resources, peer support, online screenings, connections to treatment and crisis services. It's anonymous, confidential, and free of charge. Whether you're living with a mental health condition, are concerned about someone you love, or could use some support, Mental Health Minnesota is here for you. MentalHealthMN.org. Sponsored by Mental Health Minnesota, the Minnesota Broadcasters Association, and this station.
At RE/MAX Masters of Wauseka, finding a realtor doesn't have to be a Hail Mary pass.
Hi, this is Blaine Nelson.
And Blair Nelson.
We are ready to help you be a ground gainer in real estate.
Your hometown team.
Downtown Wauseka, 835-1466.
Outstanding agents, outstanding results.
RE/MAX Masters, always a fan.
Always a Blue Jay.
Since the turn of the century, Federated Mutual Insurance Company and many of our employees have called Owatonna home. We work hand in hand with our neighbors through giving, volunteering, and focusing on community initiatives. We invest in this community because we love to see opportunities and advancements, such as the new high school and the downtown developments. We enjoy seeing the citizens of our great community continue to grow and thrive. And above all, we are proud to be part of Owatonna's rich history and all that Owatonna has to offer.
Not all internet is created equal. That's why more Blue Jay fans choose Extreme, powered by Mediacom. Our fiber-powered network was built to keep you ahead of the game, delivering the speed, reliability, and security you deserve. And now we're leading the way in bringing you one of the nation's first 10G platforms and blazing new paths to bring fast internet even further with the launch of Mediacom Bolt. You want internet that can't be beat? Call 844-4FASTER and talk to the Extreme team today.
By the way, Coog, before I get into the stats, welcome back. Jays win 82-54. The hockey team, the boys, they score. It's 3-2 in that third period over in Dodge County. Leading the way for the Jays, Zach Holscher. He had 18, all of them, via the three ball. 15 for Duran, 13 for Keaton, 12 for Demarius. So you had four guys in double figures here. That'd be five guys in double figures tonight. Robrand had one, three for Watts, two for Heyer, and three for Noah Thompson on senior night. Got in and hit a three. Jays were 16 of 37 and a half, 43%, 28 of 68 overall, 41%. They turned it over 10 times, but were 8 of 10 from the free throw line. For Blue Earth area, it was Gage Barker with 18, 14 for Logie. Granjanet had 4, Dahlberg with 9, Davids with 3, Dahl with 4, and Gomez added a couple. The Bucks 12 of 30 and a half, 40%. They were 22 of 53 overall, 41%. 3 of 7 from the free throw line, and their big bugaboo is they turned it over 22 times. 82-54, our final.
Clean sweep for the Jays tonight. They also won the JV game 61-41. The Jays won both halves on the board, dominant in the second half with a 25-9 advantage, giving them a 46-25 rebounding advantage tonight. The Jays had 19 offensive boards, 27 defensive boards. Blue Earth just 3 offensive boards, 22 defensive boards. Keaton and Thompson, Jacob, led the way tonight on the boards for the Jays. Keaton pulled down 9 rebounds. Jacob Thompson had 8. 5 for Robrand and Demarius Russell. Duran Russell had 6. 3 for Onstead. 3 for Holscher. 2 for Heyer. 2 for Hiller. And then 1 apiece for Danner, Noah Thompson, and Sebastian Teague. 46-25, the Jays dominate on the boards tonight.
So the Jays go to 16-9. The Bucks fall to 9-12. And Coog, yeah, you look at it and you're thinking, man, it's been a struggle, and you know, we've had injuries and all that, and you still look up at the board and there's 16 wins. Yeah. I mean, that's, and they have a chance to maybe tack on a couple, a few more here. So they do have They do have New Almond, Redwood Falls on Saturday. McCook, that'd be a stunner if they pick up a win there. Yep. Now, if they would win, they'd play again Monday night. And it, logistically, we may have a chance to have that on the air, but we'll have to see if they do win on Saturday. So, by the way, the girls, last we heard, they were down by about 20 at half. And again, in Dodge County, in tournament hockey, the boys 3-2 in the third period.
And so, just remind the people that the girls will start section play next week, Tuesday, I believe.
Yep.
And the boys, after the game on Saturday, if they lose to New Ulm, they will have over a week off, because that following week they will have nothing.
Until Tuesday.
Yeah, and then they will start the section play the following Tuesday. So, believe it or not, fans, were into tournament time already.
And before we go off the air, Coug, is that a good thing? If you lose Saturday, that's a week and a half off.
I don't like it.
I didn't like it as a player.
I didn't like it as a coach. It's too long.
I think so,
at this time of year. You look for other things. I mean, you'll try and call some teams and do a little scrimmaging maybe early in that week, but that's a long time when you're used to playing two or three times a week.
Now, for one guy, for Demarius, it could be a great thing.
Could be a great thing.
We need to get him as healthy as can be. But, hey, you know, if this, Coug, is the last game on this home court, which not quite sure, then, hey, great way to finish. But we're hoping we have at least one more game here on this home court. So we'll keep you posted. Next broadcast possibly coming up Monday. We'll keep you posted on that. Thank you, Cheryl. Just another marvelous job, Cheryl, back at the Crew 92 studios, engineering this chaotic mess here. Wonderful job by Cheryl. To Coug, best color guy in the business. And, of course, make sure to patronize those businesses. You'll hear their names in just a moment. Couldn't do without them, the Sports Boosters. They've always been with us, and they're terrific. Make sure to support them. And, of course, thanks to you for tuning in. A lot of fun. So the Jays win 82-54. For Dale Kuyath, I'm Don White. Have a nice weekend, everybody. Good night.
You've been listening to Waseca Blue Jay Basketball on Crew Country 92.1 FM. Brought to you by Federated Insurance, Ameriprise Financial, Demel Ford, Mediacom, Landmark Real Estate, iWealth Investment Centers, Snap Fitness, Haston Present Antiques, and RE/MAX Masters. Now back to our regularly scheduled programming here on Crew Country 92.1 FM.